Open Beacon now features a scriptable charts driver that allows you to display an arbitrary number of variables with an arbitrary number of axes. This means you can, for example, show your temperature and humidity history, or a voltage or power, or practically any variable you want. This is done entirely without Home Assistant. Everything is handled by OBK device. Here, I will show you a basic configuration of such driver and some sample scripts utilizing that. This tutorial assumes you have OBK displayed. The following will run on many platforms, including BK7231T, WB3S, WB2L, etc. BK7231N, CB2S, CB2L, M1, etc. BK7231M. This is a non-TUIA version of BK7231N with 0000 keys, also sometimes in BL2028 flavor. T34 is based on BK7231N. C flashing trick. BL2028N is a Bellon version of BK7231N. XR809, XR3, etc. BL602, SM028 V1.3, etc. See also BL602 Flash OBK via OTA tutorial. LF686, Flash it as BL602. W800, W800C400, Winner Micro Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. W801, W600, Winner Micro Chip. W601, WIS600, ESP01W, TW02, TW03, etc. The Late 882H by Lightning Semi. Datasheet. See flashing how-to. See sample device teardown and flashing. See new flash tool. See dev board. Windows, via simulator. ESP32, WIT platform. Let's start with checking if your build has charts driver. If it's not present, set the enable driver charts to 1 in obkconfig.h for the platform of your choice by following paragraphs per pull request builds and customizing your own build. In this guide to get your custom build made online, no toolchain required. Okay, now I assume that you have charts driver in your build, so the charts can be created in autoexec.bat. If you don't know where to create autoexec.bat, see this tutorial. Now, once you have basics ready, it's time to check some sample chart scripts. First, you need to know the basic steps, and then we'll look at sample scripts. So steps are the following. 1. Start the chart driver. 2. Set up the samples count. They are stored in a loop, the number of variables and the number of axes. 3. Set the variable names and their respective axes. 4. Set up the axes. 5. Add data to chart. It may sound complicated at first, but it's very easy. Let's check the samples. And before I forgot, in the early versions, you may also need to add one more command to autoexec.bat. You need to disable page refresh with. This may be fixed soon. The dynamic charts update is not yet ready. Sample chart 1, simplest temperature chart. This is an example of a basic chart displaying temperature data over time. However, for a demonstration purposes, the data is hard-coded. The chart holds 16 data samples and focuses on a single variable, temperature, plotted on one axis. Result, sample chart 2, multiple variables of single type. The same approach can be used to display multiple measurements of the same type. Here, for example, we display three different temperature values. Result, sample chart 3, two y-axes. Charts driver can also offer you multiple y-axes. This way you can display, for example, both temperature and humidity data. Result, sample chart 4, battery and pressure. Of course, you can display any kind of data you want. Here is, for example, a voltage and the pressure chart. Result, sample chart 5, third y-axis. While not recommended, it's still possible to add a third unit axis. Here is a VCP, voltage, current, power, graph. Result, final sample, how to plot DHT11 measurements. All samples so far had hard-coded time values, but it's also possible to get time from NTP. For this purpose, first, we need to start NTP and wait for NTP Connect. Then we can periodically call chart add now command with, for example, given channel content. Alternatively, we can use repeating event for that. It's the same, and then we can build upon that. Here is a full code for DHT11 demo. And here is sample output from that DivAudio. Thank you for testing. As you can see, our charts driver can work well with DHT11. Remember that you can hover mouse over data point if you are not sure what is the value of given data point.